Now let's talk about how FDP can be negatively impacted. In this example, we'll look at FDP at the bottom and top of the beam. We start in this area of rain. FDP changes consistently across the beam in these conditions. Now we move into an area where hail is in the top of the beam, but melts as it falls through the beam and is liquid at the bottom. In this situation, FDP changes little at the top of the beam due to the frozen spherical targets present. In the middle and bottom of the beam, FDP continues to increase. This situation results in a gradient of FDP across the beam. So this situation causes a problem because the gradient remains even as the pulse enters all liquid precipitation again. The FDP data have become corrupted. This situation describes a process called non-uniform beam filling, which negatively impacts FDP and correlation coefficient.